It is not surprising, however also unfortunate, that many learning to dance salsa hardly hear the music. There are so many things to think about and to do that music is often relegated to ambiance. Furthermore, for many dancers who grew up on North American Top 40 music, where the beat is usually uncomplicated and so dominating as to be unavoidable, layered Latin American rhythms may sound confusing, even baffling. Finding the beat may be difficult. This is, for me, also one of the most confounding aspects of teaching salsa. If a dancer doesn't hear the beat or feel the rhythm, it's really difficult to teach it. Music is the principal external factor that serves to connect the partners in dancing. The rhythm or beat provides the pace and establishes the basis for the temporal coordination of partners. The musicality of the music creates the shifts and moods and breaks for the dancers to jointly express themselves by dancing in a way that complements the music. Dancers create another layer of rhythm, thus becoming musicians as well as dancers through the conventional salsa basic rhythm step pattern of 1, 2, 3, pause, 5, 6, 7, pause. Where in the music they dance, that is, on 1, on 2, or anywhere else in the 8 count, shapes the feeling and character of their experience relative to the music. Dancers' interconnection to the music also occurs where their movement is in relationship to the breaks and shifts in the music and where dancers interpret the mood and feeling of the music in their salsa style. The salsa connection here extends to include the character, feel, and rhythmic directness of each piece of music. Dancers connect with one another by dancing to the music, yet, even more importantly, through their joined interrelationship of and contribution to the music. In salsa dancing, as I understand it, the lead follows the beat and the music. The lead allows his step to be pulled into the floor by the beat, no matter what count he is dancing on. The follow allows her connection with the lead to pull her step into the floor, and this simply cannot happen if the couple isn't maintaining a clear salsa connection. The lead follows the music, and the follow, in a very complex relationship, follows the lead into the music. Follows cannot step ahead of the lead step, no matter how he is hearing and interpreting the music. Still, if the lead doesn't hear the music, doesn't find a beat to dance on, if he can't stay on the same count in the rhythm, it is nearly impossible to have a connection between partners. The jarring disconnect with the music will be amplified in the difficulty of maintaining the salsa connection.